Want to thank Brooks Rehabilitation, their Institute of Higher Learning, for sponsoring the show. Residency and fellowship opportunities is what they offer. Check them out at brooksihl.org. Also, hosting their fourth annual scholarly symposium that's going on June 22nd in Jacksonville, Florida. Information about the symposium can be found at brooksihl.org. Keynote presentation this year by the editor of PTJ, Alan Jetty. I'll be on hand doing some talks and some live podcasting. Looking for CEUs and to expand your knowledge base? Look no further than brooksihl.org. Excited to talk to the editor of the PTJ, Alan Jetty, comes back on the show. He's going to be talking about his keynote he'll be doing at the Brooks IHL Scholarly Symposium. Information about that event, where we will be live in Jacksonville, Florida, coming up in June. Got that at brooksihl.org is where you can find the info. Episode today is brought to you by NPTE StudyCast. Yeah, we launched a new podcast specifically for PT students getting ready for the board exam, the NPTE. Check out the show live anywhere podcasts can be downloaded, iTunes, Google Play, or on Spotify. Take a listen to the episodes, short, to-the-point episodes with board-certified clinical specialists in all the topic areas. We'll be covering them, so take a listen there. It's brought to you by Arias Medical Staffing, our friends from Arias, helping us out with that new podcast for students. They're the experts in PT travel, a rewarding career. Do what you want to do where you want to do it. AURUSmedical.com is where you can find that information. Mentorship programs, need information about your licensing from state to state if you want to travel. Long-term placements, short-term placements. Check it out. All right. No obligation if you just ask one of the team members from Arias what this thing called Travel PT is about. Check them out online at AURUSmedical.com. Kicking off the show here, it's brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, a single source for PTs looking for certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment you need to apply it in practice. Find out where they're going to be next at OwensRecoveryScience.com.
Broadcasting to physical therapists around the world. This is the PT Pintcast. May I introduce?
Please allow me to introduce you to.
Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
Alan Jetty on the phone. Alan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jimmy. Glad to be here.
We're taking a trip south. Going to do the fourth annual Brooks IHL Scholarly Symposium. First of all, I'm flattered. I've never been invited into something that as fancy as something called a symposium before.
Well, it should be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Alan, you're the keynote, the head honcho. What are you going to be talking about at the event?
Well, my focus, Jimmy, is going to be on two topics, overcoming ignorance and overcoming ineptitude in our practice.
All right. Start with either of those, because I think myself and other people that I know, we could definitely use a loving spoonful of both of those things. So what do those two things mean to you?
Well, somewhat tongue in cheek, I'm going to be focusing on where we need to go in terms of expanding the evidence base for practice in physical therapy. And I'm going to draw from a lot of the work that's been done in medicine, trying to talk about the kinds of skills that therapists are going to need in the 21st century to do a better job developing a stronger evidence base in our field. So that's the ignorance part. The ineptitude part is a topic that we tend to overlook frequently in our practice. And the problem here is where we have good evidence, but it's not being put into practice. And so I'm going to talk about skills that therapists need to overcome ineptitude, so we're really practicing at the fullest extent of our evidence.
That phrase evidence-based practice gets thrown around a lot. What is it, 17 years from research to actually being put into regular practice? Where do we fall short? Why is there such a delay? What do we do wrong here?
First of all, it's not unique to our practice. This is ubiquitous. Dissemination of new knowledge and innovation has always been a problem. And so I think part of the problem is we don't understand the skills that are needed in order to affect change on a larger scale. To give you an example, in our field of physical therapy, Our approach tends to be to get the information out there and assume that people are going to pick up the information and to use it. And there's a lot of writing that's been done that shows that that's not how change occurs. You have to be very deliberate and you have to be very focused if you're going to try to change how people are practicing and applying new knowledge. And that's why they talk about 17 years to get new evidence into practice. It's because we're not very skilled at doing it, and we don't spend a lot of resource and energy trying to do it. Our focus tends to be more on developing the evidence.
Alan Jetty, of course, editor of PTJ. What's new with the journal? What things are happening over there with you?
Well, I'm just working this morning on a really interesting paper that we're going to be publishing this summer on applying population health to the field of physical therapy. Dawn Magnuson and her colleagues at the University of Denver are publishing that in August. And I think people will find that extremely interesting. We have a new special issue coming out on some innovations in pediatric rehabilitation. That's coming out very shortly as a special issue in PTJ. And then next year, Jimmy, we've got a special issue coming out on oncology rehabilitation. I think it's going to be interesting. And then in 2021, along with the anniversary of the American Physical Therapy Association, we're going to do a special issue on the topic of precision physical therapy.
What does that mean? What do you mean about precision?
Well, targeting interventions specifically to the right populations at the right time to maximize impact. And it draws on the emerging field of genetics and epigenetics. And so Rich Shields from the University of Iowa is going to be heading up that special issue. And he's written about that as well as talked about the emergence of precision physical therapy in his Macmillan address a couple of years ago. People might be interested in looking back at that.
Excellent. Well, that's some great stuff on the horizon for PTJ. Of course, the event we're talking about is the 4th annual Brooks IHL Scholarly Symposium. It's going down on June 22nd, all day event at the University of North Florida. That is in Jacksonville, Florida. You don't have to do much to get me to go somewhere in Florida. Keynote presentation with Alan here on the phone. Innovation talks on a variety of professional topics, a panel discussion. Also, Bob Rowe told me it's known as the scholarly smackdown on professional issues. Have you been involved in a smackdown before, Alan?
I have not. I have not. That should be interesting.
Looking forward to that. I feel a lot of World Wrestling Federation puns will be coming out of that. Presentations from current residents and fellows in training from multiple programs, which include Brooks IHL, Emory Mercer, Medical University of South Carolina, University of Miami, and the University of South Florida. They'll all be performing one of the different types of presentations, either case reports, oral presentations, or poster presentations. So really an all-day event focused around scholarship. So information can be found at brooksihl.org. Alan, things on the horizon beyond 2021, what are some things that you see, some patterns that are coming up more and more? I know you alluded to genetics and epigenetics. That's something that's hugely emerging in this profession.
I also think another area where we're seeing much more work is the whole topic of implementation science. And I think we're going to be seeing more research coming out in that area, very applied work on how to better implement evidence into practice. It's an area that I've long been interested in. We're seeing more of that work being done. It'll be showing up in the journal in the coming years as well.
This is The Parting Shot.
The Parting Shot is brought to you by Rock Tape. They're more than just a tape company, they're a movement company. Rock Tape helps athletes of every level go stronger, longer, with the best kinesiology tape, cutting-edge education, and fitness support products. Rock Tape wants people to move more and move better. Find them online at rocktape.com/medical. Your parting shot today, Alan, on why someone should come out to this symposium at Brooks on June 22nd. What's a reason they should head out?
Well, I think if you want to know some of the exciting work that people are doing, you mentioned all the different universities that are going to be participating. It's a great way to kind of get up to speed in a very quick and exciting and an enjoyable fashion. So I would strongly recommend people come down and see what kind of scholarship is being done.
Big focus on translating evidence into clinical practice. And as you mentioned, clinicians from across the country come to network, learn advanced cutting-edge concepts that will positively impact patient care and the profession as a whole. Again, information, check it out online at brooksihl.org. Excited for the keynote and really excited to see that scholarly smackdown, how that will actually play out. Alan, appreciate you taking some time out to talk with us about this, and we'll see you on the 22nd of June in Florida.
Happy to do it, Jimmy. Take care.
Our home on the internet. PTPintcast.com. Created by BuildPT. BuildPT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what BuildPT can do for you today
at BuildPT.com.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at PTPinecast.com.